I'd like to call the City of Franklin Plan Commission meeting of April 21st to order. Roll call, please.
Mayor Olson is excused. Alderman Dandrea.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
Commissioner Morrow.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Here.
That's it. Let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'd like to hear a motion for the approval of the minutes from our last meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
Aye.
Do I need to vote? I was not actually at the minute of the meeting.
Or abstain?
Yeah. Aye. What the hell?
I said aye.
Okay. All in favor? Motion passes to approve the minutes of April 7th. Public hearing notice on item C1, the American Logistics LLC over the road trucking company business. Mr. Fuchs, would you like to read the notice?
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 21st, 2016 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by American Logistics LLC for a special use under Standard Industrial Classification Title Number 4213, Trucking Except Local, to allow for an over-the-road trucking company business use with the proposed hours of operation from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturdays, upon property zoned M1 Limited Industrial District, located at 5825 West Rhine Road.
Mr. Fuchs, Mr. Deedle, would you like to give us a quick synopsis on the request?
Sure. As you can see on the aerial photograph on the screen, this property has been used for similar uses for a number of years. However, it wasn't until earlier this year that these trucking uses were allowed within the zoning district as a special use. So now the applicant is coming forward to get that special use so that he can be legal. As you can also see on the aerial photograph, the trucks that used to be trailers that used to be parked there extended into the right-of-way. Staff recommends that there be a fence placed along the right-of-way. The applicant has agreed. He proposed a chain link fence with slats. We're proposing a wooden fence, though. They're not making any change to the building. They are going to stripe that existing parking lot that's next to the building. And those are the major aspects of the building.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to open the public notice meeting to the public. Is there anyone here to speak on their behalf or have concerns of this request? Yes, sir.
I'm Elvin Stone, and we own the building. Just had a question.
I need your name and address. So could you speak into the microphone, please?
Elvin Spellman.
And your address?
Home address?
Yes, your home address.
416 Abbey Lane, Burlington, Wisconsin.
Okay, thank you.
No problems with the fence, but we would rather have the chain link just because the 8-foot slats, wood slats, is about 50% more. And also maintenance-wise, we're just afraid in 4 or 5 years we're going to have a lot more maintenance with wood than we would a chain link. Other than that, that's the only thing that we would prefer is the chain link versus the wood.
Now, you are the owner of the building. Are you also operating the business in the facility?
We rent the building to American Logistics.
And okay.
We've had the property since 1985.
So you are not the owner of American Logistics. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Any other comments or questions? Seeing no one approaching or hearing none, I'll close the public comment period. Now I'd like to open it up to staff. Mr. Fowler.
Joel, is there an issue with that wooden fence if they decide to go with the chain link? Is that like something that's a major deviation from the requirements of this area, or is it just something that the staff was recommending?
In this area, not so much. Many of the properties do have fences, but most of them are chain link. There are some with slats, and they're broken, and they look pretty bad when the slats get broken. So that's why we're... And as you can tell, the parking of the trailers is not uncommon, but then the migration to storage of other stuff, too. So we typically do recommend screening for these types of uses with site-proof fences. The experience shows that chain link with slats doesn't look very good after a number of years. So it's common for fences, but in this area, most of them are chain link. But we are recommending wood so that if it does migrate into something that's not as clean, then it would be out of the public view.
Just follow up on that. Could the Planning Commission recommend that if they do allow for a chain link fence and we do allow them to put the vinyl strips in there, that if they are broken, that they need to repair those, or there's some penalty the city could impose on the owner if they did not keep the fence in good repair?
We can make that a condition. It'll be difficult to enforce.
Why?
Typically we only respond to complaints, so then we'd have to make a special trip to go out there on a regular basis.
You have a motion for us?
Yes. Was that the last question?
No.
Patty Hogan.
Well, can't we make an enforcement ourselves and saying to them, if it's going to be cracked or if you fix it, can't we put that in with the motion? I mean, why make the city go out there and go and look for the maintenance? Why can't we impose this into our motion that they need to keep it looking
in good repair?
I mean, it would be to their benefits to do that if it's going to save them, what did you say, 50% more?
It was 50% more for the wood versus the chain link.
So why would they not want to, do you guys understand what I'm asking?
Yeah, and I'm in full agreement of putting the fence up to keep the trucks out of the right-of-way. I think that's important because you're right, Joel, you get creep and people start storing things there. I think that's absolutely critical. I'm sorry.
I'd like to, when you drive by this area, you do see a lot of, disorganization. So I think when staff was alluding to more of a privacy fence and a wood fence, aesthetically, it makes it look a little more appealing, especially when it's on that corner. I mean, this is in, isn't it? Or is it the two parcels?
Just that one.
Just that one there. So, you can see it. You can see the trailers, coming up, too, when you drive past. And, Mr. Dietl, we could add the condition on here that they have to, that at least if we put the condition in it, we are letting them know that we want the fence to be maintained.
Yes.
Okay. Well, pardon.
Just to add on to what I was saying before, too, is if all the other areas or the other properties had the chain link, okay, what do their properties look like?
As you can see on there, their storage areas or their parking areas are pretty messy. And as I mentioned, most of them are just chain link fences. If they had slats, they're gone now. But there is a fair proportion that do have slats, and all of them have broken slats.
I know we can make a statement with the wooden fence, but the other areas aren't getting cleaned up.
Right.
To save them 50%, for me, put a condition in there that they need. Why aren't we telling these other people to clean up their areas?
We always recommend things in proportion to what they're asking for. So they're asking for their very first approval to be a legal use here, so we figured that was a good opportunity to ask. Most of these other businesses, if they come to us for anything, it's really small stuff, so then we don't usually push very hard to clean up stuff if they're only asking for small things.
Okay, but to me that's a double standard. I mean, really? Are you? I mean, you're saying to these people, let's get it cleaned up. Otherwise, we're going to put a wooden fence up. You can keep it sloppy, but we're going to cover it up with the wooden fence. That's what it's telling me. Yes, no? I mean, I don't know if you guys agree with me, but...
Yep. Ms. Hogan, are you finished?
I'm done.
Okay. Commissioner Morrow.
Perhaps we're okay with the regular chain fence if all he's going to park is semi-trailers and so forth. But if he were going to store the clutter that you see on the right, you know, boxes and crates and what have you, then maybe a wood fence might be okay. So all you're really looking to do is just park semi-trailers, right?
That's all we've done for the
I guess maybe I would be okay with a stipulation that chain link is allowed as long as we're only storing vehicular semi-trailers and, you know, where it's something along those lines. We just have to understand that no other outdoor storage would be allowed unless you do a wood fence. That way, it can be your choice.
Can I offer another thought?
Sure.
We had offered to put some plantings in the front corner of it, too. If it's strong that you would like that wood fence, if we took the plantings out and you didn't make us put the wheel stops on the inside of the fence, because it's my fence anyways, if somebody damages it, it's going to be my repairs. That might offset the money we're spending more for chain link versus the wood. We were going to plant some trees up in the, coming around that circle a little bit there is what was on the plan. If we went, because you want to hide the trailers, obviously, as much as you could, so if we didn't have to put the wheel stops in the inside, which was the cement barriers, we'll put them as we see fit and didn't have to do the plantings, that would probably offset a lot of that $5,000 or $6,000 that we'd have additional.
Yeah, the plantings were partly for screening, partly the landscape surface ratio is not met here. So that was just a small effort to try to get a little bit closer to what the landscape surface ratio is supposed to be. They're still not there, but it would help a little bit. So the landscaping was for two reasons. The wheel stops was, in addition to the fence, you know, to help avoid the semi-trucks being backed into the fence and breaking it down all the time. I guess the wheel stops aren't as important as the fence. And the landscaping was serving site and landscape. So I would recommend keeping the landscaping, but I don't feel as strongly about the wheel stops.
Okay.
Commissioner. A couple of thoughts on the matter. Thank you, Mayor. Chairman. Chain link fence, even with slats, does not prevent a visual barrier. It's only about 60% visual blocking. I mean, that's the reality. There's strips between the slats all the way around. You can see through them. They almost always look very poorly with time. I could not support eliminating the curb stops because that's there for that exact reason. And even though it may be your fence, if it's damaged, somebody's going to have to make you fix that. I think maybe I can go either way with this. I think the idea here is you say 50% more, but you're not telling us how much money that is. I don't think it's a significant change. What I thought I heard planning staff saying is this is the first of this area, probably more to come for trucking approvals. It makes sense to set a standard here. And if we start with the standard is chain link with slats, which always looks poorly after a year or two, that's the standard we've accepted. If we ask this gentleman to bite the bullet now, do a little bit to improve his property, we've got a standard to set. The city looks better. We've got something that holds up. I don't know how much money we're talking here, and we're certainly not trying to spend your money.
$20,000
additional?
Right. $10,700 for the chain link and an additional $5,400 for wood. And that's from Century Fence, and they're one of the largest in the area.
So sorry. I just missed.
$20,000 for a wood fence.
Well, I don't want to argue with you. If I did the math right in my head, it was more like 15. But that's okay.
16, and then plus we didn't include from the west side of the building. There's a small fence there, so I'm going to guess you we're going to be close to 20 at the time to do it with.
I'm going to go with the will of the committee here, but the right thing to do is to put in a wooden fence. It's the standard we're trying to set, and it makes sense. And I'm not trying to spend your money. And if the consensus is it's chain link, that's fine. It's a poor solution. And I think you and we would regret it long term, but that's just my opinion.
Are there any recommended changes?
I would keep my recommendation the way it is. And as I mentioned before, I would feel strongly about keeping that landscaping, keeping the fence, and I would prefer it to be wooden. I didn't feel as strongly about as the wheel stops, but I'd still recommend them.
Well, in this report, it requires wheel stops. It requires the landscaping. It requires wood.
So if the Plan Commission was comfortable with that, then it would be just the motion that you have in front of you.
Correct.
If the Plan Commission wants to make changes, then you would have to add that to the motion.
Okay.
If I could, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Just one more point. I think Kevin makes a Commissioner Haley makes a good point on setting a standard. However, in the art of trying to reach some kind of compromise with between the cost that he has to spend, If we eliminated the landscape, oh, I hate to do that. I'd much rather eliminate the wheel stops, but I understand Kevin's concern that truck backs in, because having worked for a moving company, I know how truckers, when they're tired coming home, might drive into the fence. But again, we could put something in that they have to keep the wood fence in good repair if it's damaged. If we eliminate the wheel stops, I would insist that we have something in that make sure that they keep that wood fence in good repair, and that the city would have a recourse to come back and force him to keep that fence in good repair. But how much of the, what are the wheel stops? I mean, what's the, what are the talk and cost there and cost of landscaping as opposed to the?
I've never used wheel stops, but the surveyor who did it said that they could be pretty expensive. They're cement slabs.
Right.
And the other problem with wheel stops is where do you set those? I mean, the truckers park at their convenient spot, so a lot of this parking is coming this way, so wheel stops would never be needed. I'd have to put probably the wheel stops, if you gave me the option, I'd put them where I thought we needed them, not, you know, I think in our drawing we planned on a maximum 15 trailers. Right now we have maybe 7 or 8 on 58th Street, and then they'll start parking this way. We probably have a maximum of 10, 15. I think we figured a maximum of 15, but I barely get to that. So if we had the option of where to put the wheel stops in 58th Street, if you'd give me at least till next year to do the landscaping. I'm not sure how much landscaping is. If you put it in there that I would do the landscaping by next year. If it's not super expensive, I'll get it done this year. But I don't know what the landscaping runs. I do know what the fence is going to run. If you gave me an option a little bit on the wheel stops, not setting them every... here again, I don't know how I'm going to do the wheel stops, but because truckers don't park in the same spot all the time. So.
I think I'd like to make a motion that we approve it. Give him a year to do landscaping, keep the wooden fence, remove reference to wheel stops, because I think if it becomes a problem, he'll put wheel stops where needed. And then if you want to, I don't know what kind of language you put for repair, keep in good repair. But
and the 58th Street side would be more valuable than the other side. They're showing the wheel stops on both, but it would be more important on the 58th Street side.
Let's say just leave that out and let him figure out where they need to be so he protects his fence and so he doesn't have to repair it.
Because they're only putting the fence on the 58th Street side, too.
Correct.
So he could theoretically eliminate the wheel stops on the west side.
I think we just remove wheel stop language from the motion.
Do you want to remove it completely?
I think I do.
I mean, or do you want to make sure that it's at least along 58th Street? along that fence area. I mean, I don't care about the interior, but at least then we've acknowledged.
Okay.
Along 58th Street.
I'll okay. Frame it that way. Yes.
Okay. Do I have
any clarity on that? What was the final verdict? No curb stops on the west, but yes on the east.
Yeah. Correct. Okay.
It makes sense. I appreciate what you're saying, but again, you're going to strike the lot. The trucks are supposed to park between the lines, and that's why the curb stops are supposed to be there.
No, that's gravel.
Just for the cars next to
I hear where you were, they were striking
just the parking lot.
By that white car.
East of the building.
Yeah. Okay. I heard an amended motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. 4-0. You're welcome. Thank you. C2 is the William J. Spatial and Jacqueline A. Spatial addition to the existing detached garage. Mr. Fuchs, can you read our public hearing notice, please?
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, April 21st, 2016 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by William J. Spatial and Jacqueline A. Spatial, 9212 West Grandview Court, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, for an area exception for property located at 9212 West Grandview Court, tax key number 753-0018-002. The subject property is 31,626 square feet and zoned R3E, Suburban Estates Single Family Residence District. The application requests an area exception from Table 15-3.0204 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of approximately 16.5%, exceeding the R3E district maximum lot coverage standard of 0.15 or 15%.
Okay, we've got a publicly heard notice. Mr. Deedle, would you like to give us a recap?
Not too much more to add. He's doing an expansion of the garage, and that's I believe the calculations are he's a little bit over that 15% lot coverage already. This puts him over even more so. I don't know if we missed it the previous time or what. But so to be able to address that, the only option or best option that the UDO has is this area exception. Similar to a variance, there are a number of conditions that they have to address, you know, no adverse impact on the environment, on neighboring properties, those kinds of things. He's responded to those. Typically, staff doesn't give the recommendations on variances and exceptions like this. We do have a suggested condition that the plat of survey for this lot shows a drainage pattern approximately where the garage is. And so as a condition, we want to verify that proper drainage will be maintained but for the review and approval of the engineering department. And then the Plan Commission makes a recommendation, which is forwarded to the BZBA, and they make the final decision on this.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Deal. I'd like to open up the public meeting.
Hello. Joseph Goodman. I am the owner's representative. I live at 605 East Laverne Drive in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, 53154. Any questions can be directed towards me. I'm the contractor doing the building for the homeowners.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Any other public comment to appear? Hearing none, Joe will keep you in questions, or if we've got questions. We'll close the public comment period. Open to staff. Commissioner Haley.
Question of staff. Joel, detached garages, are they consistent with R3E zoning? I thought we wanted all attached garages.
I believe it's okay. There's a number of them out there. Right next door, there's another.
My question, I'm just concerned that we're exacerbating a precedence.
The requirement is to have an attached garage, but once you have that attached garage, then you can have accessory structures.
Less than 900 square feet, something like that, or am I?
Depending on lot size.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? Hearing none, we've got a motion. area exception public hearing. A motion to recommend approval of the an application for an area exception to allow for 288 square foot addition on the north side of an existing detached garage. Application requests an area exception from table 15-3.0204 of the Unified Development Ordinance to allow for a maximum lot coverage of approximately 16.5%, exceeding the R3E suburban estate single-family residence district maximum lot coverage standard of 0.15 or 15%. Do I hear a motion?
So move.
Do I hear a second?
Second that.
All in favor?
Question.
Oh, question.
Joel, has the, I guess this would be directed to you, does the property owner and the contractor, do they agree to your condition of looking at the drainage?
Sure. Maintain the swale?
Not just maintain it.
Show it to engineering so that they're okay with it too?
Yeah, the existing garage right now, the detached garage, all the water drainage is consistent with the swale that was originally there. They do have landscaping there that raised the level of the earth, the ground. They have some mulch and stuff there. But the dirt below and the original swale is still intact. And all the water does flow properly where it's supposed to into the drainage easement that's actually a drainage ditch, we'll call it, between the two lots. So we wouldn't be changing any of that. Everything that we would do would be to the existing, and we would not change any of that water drainage. And we actually, if there's any problem, we would address it if we didn't get fired for you guys. We'll see that, so.
Well, I think that's what the staff has recommended, that the applicant look to see if there is a problem and to determine that before they start to build.
And currently,
so they agreed to that?
Yes. Yes, Mr. Pro.
And so in whatever format that would be acceptable to the engineering department, I wasn't trying to require a fancy plan or anything.
Nothing's needed, fancy-wise. Sketch.
So during the inspection process, obviously there's going to be some landscape moving because you're putting it, and you're going to be disturbing soil around there.
Yes, correct.
Okay. I think Mr. Fowler wants to make sure that the swale, you know, is
correct.
Maintained.
Right. It would be repaired to the same manner it is now. The entire property would. The only basic change that we'd be making on this would be just extending that garage basically where it's standing. The landscaping around it currently actually goes out that far due to the pool equipment that's on the back side of that garage.
Okay.
So we'd actually maintain what's there now. There'd really be no change. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you. Hearing a first and a second. Do we have a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. D1, the shops at Wyndham Village Target store signage. Mr. Deedle.
Yes, thank you. No public hearing on this one. It's a master sign program for the entire shopping center. So then they have to amend that plan or program to reflect the change they want to do. So the Target has a sign up there already that says pharmacy in red letters. They just want to change it to CVS pharmacy, and it's only a foot or two, square foot or two larger. Staff has no problems is recommending approval.
Okay. Any questions?
Quick question. Yeah. It all makes sense. I've looked at it. Are there any changes being made to monument signs out of the street, or is it just the one on the building?
Just the building.
That's what I thought. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions? No.
Move approval.
Motion is motion to approve a resolution approving an amendment to the master sign program for the Shops Wyndham Village Commercial Retail Center.
Move approval.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? None. Hearing none. 4-0. Approval. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.